Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Stress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness, for I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me.
Make sure you get it right the first time around. Don't pull your arrow back on the wrong person, please.
That's right.
Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I'm here with Trish. And we are also here with Ed, who we wish the best of luck, as always, dealing with us. Thank you, Ed, our production manager. One time, Ed and I had a steering contest because it was the first time I'd ever been here. Uh-huh. And he's a pro. And he's staring at me. We're like doing, remember the contest you'd have where you don't blink the eye?
Right.
I'm like, okay, what do I do now? So anyway, we've got each other now. And we have Ginger in here too. Ginger, this is Lola, the owner's dog. And she is 1 year old this week.
Happy and we have some pet Ginger. Therapy with her.
We have, and I snuck in a little half cookie for her. But anyway. Aww. So, and listen, welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I'm sitting here again with Trish and Ed, and our show is going to be kind of exciting today. I think it's going to be a little spontaneous, and what we are, if you have never listened to the Shrink and Wrap Show, what we are is we use licensed therapists along with wraps who are us, who offer suggestions in everyday living, and then we tie songs in as therapy, mm-hmm. and we just try to come to a solution that we all share the same troubles and life together. So we just try to use this to get through life. So welcome to our show, and welcome Tampa, welcome Clearwater, Dunedin, Dade City, Wesley mm-hmm. Chapel, Brandon, and Clearwater St. Pete. So before every show, we have a loosen up song. So let's listen to our loosen up song. Well, actually, wait, you know what, Ed? Before we listen to the loosen up song, I have a trivia question. Do you guys know who Cupid is?
You know, every time I guess so far off that I'm not making a guess.
Yeah.
He's a Valentine's Day person.
Yeah. Well, you know, but if he's going to throw back his bow, you kind of want to know who he is, right? I always say do your homework with whatever's mm-hmm. going on in your life. So Cupid is the Roman god of love, desire, and attraction.
Okay.
Just to let you know. And it's that song is sang by an American singer named Sam Cooke. It was released in 1961, and it charted at number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100. So just wanted to let you know a little trivia to that. And anyway, he falls under a little bit of the Eros love, which we've been talking about, mm-hmm. of a balance of love and life in Greek mythology. So, anyway, let's listen to our Loosen Up song. I wanted to share that info. take you on a sweet escape. And that's what our show is all about today, along with Cupid, along with his work. So that was the great Janet Jackson. If you haven't heard that song, it's a very happy, uplifting song. Mm-hmm. And those two songs today, Trish, will lead us into our show today. That is, again, this show is all suggestions and opinions. Mm-hmm. It's all suggestions and opinions from us and our guest. And so we hope you enjoy it. But today our topic is going to be, do you know what it is? Dating 101.
101.
Do you have any great advice that you can give about that?
Oh, it's been a while since I did Dating 101.
I think it's a different world these days. And do you have any advice on Dating 101?
Whoever you're with now, don't leave them.
That is a quote by Ed, right here at Tan Talk Radio, right here in Clearwater.
So many different factors than there were, say, 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So many things so few things you didn't have to talk about. Like, you didn't talk about politics. You didn't talk about religion back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion. You just don't talk about anything.
You're not allowed to say a word. It's crazy. Yeah, I was raised with no religion, money, and there's one more. There was one more. But anyway, but yeah, there's a list of things you have to be cautious with these days. And you know what? I don't know about you guys, but I definitely respect differences. I think differences is what makes our world spin around.
Right.
You know, and I also live with the belief system of, you know, why is your right more important than my right? And why is, you know, that's what makes us all unique.
Right.
But I respect differences.
Yeah, it's okay to disagree and still be friends.
Right, and that and I agree with that. So, well, Ed, I'm glad we're going to be able to get a male's point of view. And whoever you are, male, female, and whatever your relationship is, this is for everybody. So we actually have a guest on today who considers herself a sexologist and a licensed therapist. We've had her on the last two shows. I think she is very good. We have four licensed therapists that come on our show. And we welcome Rowene. Is Rowene on the line right now?
I am. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Rowene. Thank you for coming back on the Shrink and Wrap show. I'm glad to hear you're coming back.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. How are you doing? Everything good?
Everything's good. We just had this really interesting tornado-y kind of weather that went through Tampa.
Did you see Toto up there?
I missed Toto, but the sun's shining now, so I'm happy.
I love it. I kind of like this weather because it's relaxing. I like hearing the wind. I like it sometimes, you know. As long as my roof's on, my screens are on, I'm good.
Right. So, right. As long as we're in safe places, it's nice to be cozy.
Yes. So, Rowene, just to review last week and to get our listeners caught up on our show, we were talking a little bit last week about communication and relationships. And do you have anything that you or Trish would like to add into last week's show that we spoke about that, you know, leftover thoughts or opinions?
Don't. I think we did quite well in talking about that subject last week. Of course, there's always many, many things we can add. But I was there to do that.
Yes. Well, this week we thought we'd lead into Dating 101. And I definitely wanted to get your thoughts. I feel like, you know, we talked a little bit about getting to know yourself, your personality, and listening skills is so important. So I'd like to start off this week by asking you, kind of a segue into some notes that I have here. What are some tips for Dating 101 that you would advise males or women or whoever out there? What are some great tips that you can offer before you start dating in today's world?
To know what makes you the best you can be.
Okay.
You know, one of the interesting things that I know about both men and women who get started dating is they make a list. They put everything on that list that they want in a partner. And this has honestly been information that therapists have given out. The Secret has told us about this. Make sure you know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, there are no perfect people, so nobody's going to 100% match everything on that list.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing that can be problematic is on the woman's list, the number one thing is usually tall.
Yeah.
And by tall, the definition of tall in the research is over 6 foot. So then, on the men's list, the first thing on the list is attractive. But even that has its own set of parameters, because what's attractive to one person is not to the other.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge with tall. So first I'm going to address the challenge with tall. Only 20% of the men in America are over 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have 80% of the women dating wanting somebody over 6 foot, that's going to leave a whole lot of people single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing I know about that is we're all the same height laying down.
That's true.
Any comments, Ed? Okay.
If a man made that comment, we'd get the boot. She'd probably get up and leave.
No, you know what? We are a show that's all about men.
I know, but
too.
I'm just saying.
And you guys matter. Everybody matters. And yeah, but you're right. You never know what kind of mood someone's going to be in to take a comment somewhere.
You don't.
Again, suggestions and opinions, my friends out there. Suggestions and opinions. Well, honestly, when it comes to the height, though, I think that some people, it's proportioned to their own height. There are women out there that are 5'10". So, I think it's kind of safe to say that if they put the height, it's because of what their height is, if they feel comfortable in that way. Because mm-hmm. I don't think height makes anybody better, whatever. But anyway.
Right.
And that is true. The challenge is the research and statistics, no matter how tall the woman is, her first thing on her list of what's desirable in a mate is that they're over 6 foot.
Hmm.
And there are evolutionary reasons for that, that are still in our unconscious that we haven't fully worked through.
Mm-hmm.
The same is true for attractive. When we were first starting out and establishing a world as humans, we needed a man who was big enough to protect us from the saber-toothed tiger and the woolly mammoth. And as a man, you needed someone that you were attracted to build a race.
Mm-hmm.
We've moved a little bit beyond those caveman days now in a lot of areas, but subconsciously we are still holding on to some things that might not be serving us so well anymore. And being focused on somebody who is over 6 foot can be one of those challenges.
Mm-hmm. I actually have, I've heard of that. I mean, I personally don't like, but it's because the woman is taller. But how would you fill that blank in, Trish? I know you're married, and all due respect to Dean, but if you were talking to a friend, or you've heard friends talk, what word would you put in for what requirement would be for you for a man or woman or whatever your relationship is in life?
I would have to say fun to be with, because if you're building a life with someone, you want to enjoy the time you're spending with them.
Mm-hmm.
So more than a physical thing, it would be like, you know, do you have fun together? Do you relate to one another? And do you have like the same interests and want to do the same things in life?
Yep. And I'd say confidence. There's so many other things to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when it comes to a guy, I think I've read quite a bit. And women are getting this way, too. I think that physical attraction is the very thing that brings you together. It is. I mean, do you think that's true? What's the percentage of that? The physical part.
Well, certainly the physical chemistry plays a role,
mm-hmm.
and is essential. But chemistry can be created by being listened to,
mm-hmm.
by being supported. So when I talk to men and women about creating the list of what they want in a partner, I invite them to think about the people in their lives who they feel the happiest with, who make them laugh, who make them feel supported, who make them feel like their best self.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the characteristics. And think of the characteristics of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what goes on the list. Not the specific physical height, job, career. It's who makes you feel that you are the best that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe our job in relationship is to lift one another, and friendships, and in all areas, to lift one another up to be the best that we can be.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're starting to make your list about your person that you want to, your forever person, think about those people in your life that you feel absolutely fabulous being around. And look at what those characteristics are and put those on your list.
That's
and then
good.
You'll begin to be open to more than the superficial. What they look like, how tall they are, how much money they make.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things don't define what's going on inside the person. And when we're looking for forever partners, those are important things.
Right, but don't, before you even get to that point, we talked about this a little bit last week, you really need to know yourself, too.
Well, absolutely.
Right? Yeah, you really need to know yourself. And then, what do you want? But I do think that, would you say true or false, you definitely have to be able to, like, you have to be able to, like, kiss somebody if you're attracted. I mean, attracted does, don't you think that kind of plays a part? I mean, you do need a little bit of that. It's not everything, but a little bit of that physical. Mm-hmm. If you can't make out with somebody, I don't know if it's going to work out. Ed, true or false?
Well, that's where alcohol can help. I don't know.
Okay, Ed, how many beers before the kiss?
What do they always say? What was the other one? Beauty's only a light switch away.
Do you
we
see
used to say a bag, a double bag.
That's funny.
Right?
But lust is real. And I have heard this before. Hi, Ginger. Lust only lasts for so long. So listening to what you're saying, you need more than lust. And I think that's what you're getting at. Definitely, you have to have the emotional compatibility in your list of things that are important.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you want long-term relationship that's going to last and be supportive, and the knowing yourself is knowing what makes you happy, what makes you feel lifted up. That's why I say check in with those people in your life and really think about what about those people make you feel good.
I think something that you were saying, if you connect emotionally, sometimes that makes that other person a little bit more attractive, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. My husband, I was not attracted to him at all when I met him. We knew each other through a business relationship, and he would ask me to go out every single time I saw him, and every time I said no.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ran into each other at a restaurant, and we had breakfast together.
Mm-hmm.
And his personality was so engaging that I agreed to go on a date with him, and that date lasted 15 years.
Yeah,
yeah, I love that. Well, yeah, of course. And then, but then there was the attraction, right? His confidence exuded.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yes. There were all kinds of things that were attractive other than that he was a 5'9" bald man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
and it reminds me of the show Love is Blind, where they fall in love behind a wall, mm-hmm. and then they meet
right.
each other.
That's why I think
some of those work out.
I think that's good. And I don't know, Ed, are you on a dating app or anything? Are you married? What's your story? Are you up for grabs?
Is anybody going to hear this?
I'm not putting you on the spot or anything.
I do have a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend. Yeah. That's great. So I love that. So I think that some of the dating apps, I think, too, I mean, I hear a lot of stories. Again, we're talking like we're at lunch, but I think it's really important to get to know someone on the phone before you kind of decide to even go to dinner. Is that true or false for a man's point of view?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think if you meet someone, oh, this sounds great. You look at their resume, like Rowene's saying, oh, they're this tall, this looks good. I think a couple of phone conversations before you go to dinner is a good idea.
And to top it off, a little video chat doesn't hurt either.
That's true, too.
Yeah, because you never know who you're really talking to, right?
I would always insist on that before you meet.
Yeah, I think so, too. And then you get, like Trish said, you get to know them. And Rowene, what you're saying, you have an emotional, and you're like, oh, can I take this to dinner? And then take it from there. Mm-hmm. So, any comments from that, Rowene?
Just in terms of full disclosure, I am currently single.
Okay. Currently, Rowene's up for grabs.
Website. And have been through all of the interesting hoops and discussions and read all of the different ways of meeting and dating in this century. And some of them, I think, have some really good things to them. Some of them, not so good. So, it depends on who you are. And I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all to anything.
Right.
Like you said to begin, know yourself. Know your comfort zone. Know what you're willing to do and not do. There's an interesting Facebook group called Burn the Haystack. And Burn the Haystack was started by a woman, a professor with a degree in communication. And she looked at all the dating profiles and what they said in terms of communication and linguistics. And she recommends blocking to burn people who show red flags right away. And the idea behind it is if you're looking for a needle in a haystack, the best way to find the needle is to burn the haystack. And then you got all the needles laying there on the ground. Big problem.
Well, do you believe that you know in 3 minutes? I guess you don't, probably, right?
I don't believe that you know in 3 minutes. Yeah. There are so many ways, so many things that interfere with being able to know in 3 minutes. And that was going to be one of my further comments. There's a lot of women putting up different things and asking about them. And because of our experience with all of some of the negativity, it seems like there has become less tolerance for waiting longer than that. And while if there are clear, glaring red flags, like they live in their car or something, they need to do some work on themselves around, then it does take a few minutes longer than 3 minutes to get to know somebody.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about that. You know, you never know that chemistry.
Sometimes people look at somebody and say, you're the one.
Yeah,
I know
you're
the one.
Or if it's an equal thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's already 3:31, but I want to go through these questions and try to, if we don't get all of this in today, we'll have an ongoing series, and I don't think you can come next week, but we'll have an ongoing series as we can. But according to eHarmony, what you had said earlier, ask a couple of questions. I just want to read these questions to give our listeners an idea. Listen, even if you're not dating, you're in a relationship, it's fun talk with your friends. You can advise people. According to eHarmony, it says, why do I want to start dating? These are questions you ask yourself. What personality traits do I want a partner to have? How much time do I want to spend on dating? What am I looking for in short term? And this was an interesting question to me. Do I have any non-starters? Are you familiar with that, Rowene? Non-starters?
Yes.
What is that?
A non-starter, in our other words, would be something that is a hard no boundary.
Okay.
You know, if you are not wanting to meet someone with kids,
right,
that would be a non-starter if they had kids. A smoker, if you're not and you don't want someone who is a smoker,
yeah,
that would be a non-starter.
Yeah.
So those kinds of things.
That's just a term I never knew until I did my homework last night on Dating 101. Or if you're into monogamy and then you look into the, and you're into other things, right? So the other questions are, what didn't work in my, that you ask yourself before you start this, what didn't work in any past relationship? What did work in the past, what did work in the past relationships? Do I want to find someone or am I lonely? Is that the wrong reason? What is my love language? We've had love language quizzes. You can go on. Ed, do you know your love language?
Not sure.
See? You better get with it, Ed.
I think it's a couple beers.
There's love languages, and then also your girlfriend. You should know her love language. Just letting you know, you learn something every day on the Shrink and Wrap Show. What about you, Rowene? What's your love language?
My love language is quality time and touch.
And that's me. I got the same thing. But looking for you, if you're out there listening, I don't care if you've been married, what's your love language?
Mine's words of affirmation.
Yeah, and it's something I feel like we're all learning what they are, and I think it's important going into a new relationship to have an idea and to work on yourself in those areas. What do you like about yourself?
Something we could talk about quite some time.
Yeah, and Rowene, you're going to be with us for a long time. Seriously. I have to get her another keychain.
The one thing I want to be real clear on is that I, as a love language, does not mean sex.
Right, right.
As a love language means holding hands, cuddling, hugging.
That's that intimacy.
Sexual affection.
Yeah.
I get a lot of men who come into my office, and that's what they always come out with. Yeah, my love language is touch. What they mean is their love language is sex. So we need to, that's a place where there needs to be clarification when we're talking about love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the internet, that can just be another topic another day. Mm-hmm. Because...
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's categories in that. And that's fine if that's you and you're looking for just that and you find someone that just wants that. But, you know, to each its own. I'm not going to judge them. But if you're looking for quality and value, you know, then, you know, and maybe, I don't even know how to.
A relationship.
Know, a relationship. Whatever's right for you is right for you as long as you're not hurting anybody. That's all there is to it. So, however, you know, I do, I'm on this show for today's show's purposes, we want the, you know, we want quality and more of the emotional side of a relationship is what
Absolutely.
We're searching for mm-hmm. for today's show. So the other question, Ani Harman, we're going to have to, in like 3 minutes, but we have 3 minutes for this, but it also says, am I comfortable with rejection before you start dating? What's your answer to that, Ro? Ween?
It is very difficult for anyone to become comfortable with rejection. There's always a little thing. But if you go in knowing that this might not be a match, then you don't take personally the idea that someone doesn't feel like it's a good fit. And so preparing yourself. There's something called the Four Agreements, which tells us that it's a kind of a guideline for living heaven on earth. And one of them is don't take anything personally. Anything somebody else is doing, saying, is all about them. Because we are all the writers, directors, and stars of our own lives. And that makes it a little easier when someone, when we're not somebody's cup of tea, to realize that it's about them, not about us.
Right. And, you know, I want to add this, too. And, Ed, maybe you can speak for asking. I know it takes a lot for someone to ask someone out. For men, is it hard? Is there that feeling of rejection? Or I feel like it's very brave and confident when someone asks somebody out. What's your take on that?
Well, if you're not really sure, just make sure you're alone so you don't have anybody to answer to. You know, you're not embarrassed by getting rejected.
And I don't
and
think,
I think
right.
if you're honest about it, if they can't accept it as an adult, believe me, you're dodging some major drama to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Yeah, because
I'm on both sides.
Yeah.
I mean, I would always want to know a lot about the person, how much drama there is in their life. And I'm not talking about the first 5 minutes.
Right.
But as you get past that in the second date, how much drama is in their life, list of medications, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It always helps. I was kidding. On the
But I just want to say that if someone asks you out, I think it's nice to tactfully and respectfully appreciate that they asked you out as a compliment to you, and to gently tell them you can if you can't, because it, to me, it takes a lot of confidence to ask someone else. And women ask men out these days.
They
back
do.
You know,
yeah.
When we were growing up, it was, I don't know, a little different.
Never did it.
But I was looking at that, and men, mm-hmm. Ed, being do you like, well, before your girlfriend, I'd let her know I am a girl's girl.
If it happens, it happens. I mean, what's wrong with it?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think men do like that.
Yeah,
that
I was an old-fashioned dater. Yeah. I always believed that if a man asks a woman out, the man pays. Evidently, there's some guys out there that don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm. Lots of things
Things
changed.
Have kind of changed.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was a woman, I would tell her to run as fast as she can.
Well, yeah,
something
okay.
like that.
Yeah. And to each its own, and depending on what type of relationship you have, and it is a different world, and respecting everybody's differences, there's the point of view of Ed right here.
Mm-hmm.
And every relationship's different. It's what works together.
Can I ask Rowene real quick?
Uh-huh.
Is there any kind of good way that if you are not interested in a person asking you out, an easy way to let them down without, like, embarrassing everybody?
The easiest way is to own your feelings. I am not feeling like this is a really good connection for me. You have a lot of wonderful qualities. They just don't match for me.
Okay.
And so you own what's going on for you in the process and let them go. Now, can you guarantee how they're going to feel? No.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have control over other people's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is when we own ours, there's far less room for hurt feelings around
us. That's good advice.
And listen, if all of you, all of the listeners are out there, if you are listening, you are listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here in Clearwater, Florida. It's a wonderful place here. I love Clearwater.
Mm-hmm.
And you're listening to Rowene, who is our licensed therapist. And you, if you would like to get in contact with her, Rowene, give them your information, please.
Sure. My website is www.rowene, R-O-E-N-E, .net. Email address is rowene1@rowene.net. And phone number, 813-857-2401.
Thank you. And again, that's www.rowene, R-O-E-N-E. .net, area code 505-847-6363. That is her phone number and her email, and rowene1@rowene.net. Rowene, thank you so much. We're going to continue the series. So we got kind of into the asking out. Hopefully in the next time we talk, we will talk more about the date itself. How about that? And any unanswered questions?
All right.
Is that good? Thank you so much. And we'll be in touch with you soon. And I know you've got some stuff coming up. And we just want to tell you our thoughts and prayers are with you. And we look forward to talking to you soon. Okay?
Right.
On our ride home, as a matter of fact. We'll be calling you. And Ed, thank you for your input on that, too. Thank you, Rowene. So,
you're welcome.
Thank you. And then we're going to go now into our main song right now. And it's by Santana and the Alex Band. So why don't you and I wow each other?
Uh-huh.
I say take a chance.
Yes.
Right? Thank you, Santana and the Alex Band. And you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here in Clearwater, Florida. So we've been talking about a balance of love. So we talked a little bit about Eros a little bit, you know, romance and all mm-hmm. that. So now we're going to get into our nonprofit host, Trish. Trish, tell us what's going around in the Bay Area and all over with nonprofits.
Okay. April 20th, we have City Fashion Fun. Not fun. City Fashion Art Culture. It will be fun.
It will be fun.
Is presented by the Tampa Museum of Art and Saks Fifth Avenue, and that's 7:30 p.m. on the 20th at the Tampa Museum of Art.
Nice.
April 25th is the 7th annual Handbags and Happy Hour benefiting the Spring of Tampa Bay, 6 p.m. at the Seminole Hard Rock. And then April 26th, right here in our backyard in Clearwater, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium is having Sun Sips by the Bay.
Ah.
And that is 6:30 to 9:30. They have dolphin presentations, live music, signature food and drinks. And the proceeds benefit the Clearwater Marine Aquarium's ongoing mission to rescue, rehab, and release more marine life.
I love that. See, and those are great dates, too, because you're having fun and at the same time you're giving back. And
mm-hmm.
Clearwater is so much fun.
It
really is. The beaches are beautiful over here. Then you've mm-hmm. got the Marine Aquarium. There's so many different restaurants here.
You have the concert venues.
The concert. Mm-hmm. The sound is here.
Yeah.
So it's alive right here. 727 area code.
Mm-hmm. And I've been to one of those fundraisers at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. And I can tell you it's so cool because in the background where you have the aquarium and you can see the dolphins, they actually pose behind you for pictures. And they know what they're doing. They are posing.
That's in pictures.
That's
incredible.
So it's a lot of fun.
I need to go over there. I mm-hmm. haven't been there. I need mm-hmm. to go there.
mm-hmm. And then one last one here, April 13th, we have the Heroes Ball, which benefits St. Joseph's Children's Hospital, and that's at the J.W. Marriott Tampa Waterside.
Wow, that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Trish, speaking of St. Joseph, we've been here for a year and a half, and we talk about nonprofits, and I want to give some recognition. I like to reinforce positivity. There's enough in the news, and I don't like giving negative attention to the negative people.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned St. Joseph Hospital. I would like to give a shout out to this family. I was watching WTVT yesterday, and the reporter, Ariel, I think was her name. So there is a family. They are called, their name was Sid Patty family.
Okay.
They donated $50 million.
Wow.
To St. Joseph. Okay.
That's generous.
To tell you, I've had an experience there when my son was in the hospital over there for 11 days. And I got to tell you that the whole staff and everybody there was amazing. I never had the right time to talk about that because it's not about what I like, but mm-hmm. I do want to give a shout out. But this family invested in a new children's health area, a whole nother hospital, and it's going to be open in 6 years. So the Patty family, what he did, he thanked all the doctors and all the nurses and all the medical staff of St. Joseph Hospital in Tampa for what they do and who they are. Mm-hmm. And he did it right there on TV. And he said that he chose $50 million because 50 years ago, his mom and dad had come to this country and to live the American dream. And because they lived the American dream, they feel the need to give back. And I think that's a... So I just want to give a shout out, and it was Ariel. She was the reporter for WTBT 13, because I don't want to take this information away. But I like what he said. He said, you know, the goal is to make... you know, Tampa, a very happy and healthy place. Mm-hmm. So I just want to give a shout out to that family. And wow, they have a balance of happiness. And no, $50 million, you can donate your time. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be $50 million. Yeah. But these are people that came here, built something up, worked hard, built it up from probably nothing, and they're giving mm-hmm. back to the
and
community.
And they're paying it forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you. And it's going to all the children. So
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, so, there are opportunities also, like in the NICU, if you want to be, if maybe you're having that baby urge, and you can go in and you can be what they call a baby cuddler. And so you can volunteer your time and go in and hold babies and help the staff. You know, they're busy. Sometimes they don't always get to spend as much time with those kids as they'd like to, and you can be a volunteer and hold the babies.
Yeah, I think sometimes people need to know to give, you know, like if you have a lot of time in your hand, you're looking for something to make you happy. I think happiness comes from within, mm-hmm. which is part of our show, is trying to find that balance of happiness. So thank you for sharing that. And again, thank you to the Patty family, and we wish your family well. All their children were smiling. They have a very balanced in life, and thank you for giving back to our community. So, and speaking of that, do we have Renee on the phone, who's going to talk about entertainment in Tampa, Clearwater, and St. Pete? Hi, Renee.
Hi, guys. How are you all?
Doing great. How are you doing today, my sweet friend?
I'm great. I'm going to be in that NIC unit. I think I need to get some happy cuddling.
Right.
Well, that's good. That's right. Good balance.
That's a great, great thing. I didn't know they did that.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Hey, well, we got a lot going on this weekend, but one of the mentions I'd like to say, I don't know, is it's in the Tampa Bay Blues Festival, but it's at the Vinoy Water Park this weekend, April 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have an incredible lineup. Grace Porter is one of them. I don't know if you know Grace Porter. Have you heard of her?
No.
I don't think
I
so, girl.
Oh, she's so good.
Is she?
It's a blues. It's kind of bluesy, but you can get tickets at etix.com. Mm-hmm. There's general admission left. Tonight, I don't know if y'all love or like Melissa Etheridge is at Hard Rock. And I really like that music. She's great. This coming weekend... Not this week and next week, and I know I mentioned it, but the Tampa Bay Wine and Food Festival is happening and from April 9th to the 13th,
mm-hmm.
and their grand tasting event is this Saturday, the 13th. And if you guys haven't done this, this is a really cool thing to do. They're showcasing all of Tampa chefs and celebrity restaurants and
Yum.
Stuff. Yum. And it's at Curtis Hickson.
That's really nice. I wonder if our friends at the JW Marriott here in Clearwater, they've got a wonderful chef over there. I want to have them on the show, but the chef's
over.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll be there, but that's a great way to meet some good chefs.
Yeah, lots and lots of real, like, out of this area, but they're bringing in some really notable chefs.
Nice.
If you haven't done the Burns Wine Fest, guys, it's a must, but you got to get your tickets now. It's the 27th. Burns Wine Festival, and it's April 13th through the 21st. If you get on the LaxerFamilyFoundation.org page, it'll give you what events, you know, like event from the 13th to the 21st, and maybe you could purchase a ticket for one or all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, I wanted to give a shout out to, I haven't talked about restaurants, but there's a really cool new restaurant called Alter Ego. And it's kind of a fun, energetic vibe It's like soulful music, and it's focused as a cocktail lounge. But it opens up April 19th on Water Street. And you can do reservations now for parties or just to have, you know, your group of small group of people to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of music, lots of things to do. And in Busch Gardens, it's this Saturday the 13th. I don't know if you've heard of them. Better Than Ezra.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of them?
They start at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Yeah, I've got tickets coming up, but I don't even remember. So I'm glad you're letting me know, because I bought my tickets so long ago, I forgot.
Yeah. Andy Grammer. You got them for Gavin. I think you got them for...
I thought I got for Andy Grammer and...
DeGraw. Or, yeah.
I don't know.
38 Special, maybe?
And I did 38 no. Special. No, I did get tickets for 38 Special,
Gavin.
Too.
Wasn't it McGraw. Gavin DeGraw you got tickets for?
Yeah.
Well, I was actually out there last weekend for Owl City. And it was such a nice night. It was good. And they said things like, I've never played with a roller coaster in the background.
That's what's cool. When you go to those concerts, mm-hmm. you're in an amusement park. Sometimes they have fireworks, you know, the holidays or mm-hmm. the roller coaster, and there's music and a beautiful weather.
You're sitting outside.
And they have food
blowing.
And wine. The mm-hmm. Food and Wine Fest is there. Yeah. It's a no-brainer. What a great place to take a first date, too.
It would
right?
be.
And take your girlfriend to Busch Gardens.
Or your alter ego restaurant. That would be fun, too.
I think it would be a blast. Go riding the roller coasters, then run over, see the concert,
and then
go eat some food and wine.
And right.
What more can you ask for?
It's very reasonably priced as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great date night.
Yes, right. It is, girl. And real quick, we have 1 minute left, but how was your Madonna concert that you went to? How was it?
Girl,
did you have fun?
Let me just tell you. See, I have to say this. She is epic beyond. Mm-hmm. I mean, 40 years of her music.
Yeah.
So she went through the whole entire era of her music. And each era, she presented her old self with her new self.
She's iconic.
So it was like an image behind it. She is iconic.
Yeah.
It was an epic. Even though she started, by the way, she started 2 hours late, 10:30.
Well, mm-hmm. she's known
she
for that. That's that's her signature start.
Yes. Well, you know what I think it is? She has knee braces, and for every outfit, she has a knee brace color. So if it's, and you have to, and the arena was set at 82 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So it was a little stuffy.
Yeah.
But, and I tell you, she played all the way till 1 o'clock.
Wow. Well, we're glad she came and visited Tampa, and I'm glad I can talk to someone that went there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it was pretty good.
So, Renee, I have to close this segment. Thank you so much for your hard work, and thank you for being patient with the time management. Speaking of 2 hours, because you're at the end of the show when I have guests, so please know that I'm trying to get better with that, and I really appreciate what you and Trish do here and do our homework. We're down to 4 minutes, and I'm going to have our closing statement. Thank you, girl.
Bye, Renee.
Thank you.
Bye.
So for all you listeners out there, today's segment was about dating and finding who you are. So I'm going to close this. I always close with a closing topic or closing phrase. And in order to create the relationship that you're dreaming of, you need to first start from the inside and work your way out. And that's from a Dr. Janine Staples. She's an educator and coach. So while you're out there looking for your hero, remember, the hero also lies in you. Please listen to these lyrics, and please, seriously, listen to the lyrics to help you get through where you need to be before you start dating or wherever you are. Let's listen to Mariah Carey and her message and her song of Hero. Have a great day. We'll see you next week's Shrink and Wrap show.
What you are, there's an answer if you reach into your soul and the soul.